Officer, please arrest me. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The idea behind Arizona's new immigration law is to put the heat on, right? Obviously, the cops can't arrest everybody in Arizona who's there without papers, but by requiring the cops to check for documents, the law is supposed to scare the trespassers into deporting themselves. However, according to the Arizona Capital Times, it might not quite work as intended, and here's why. When the law takes effect July 29th and cops are required to check for immigration status, everybody expects a huge number of immigrants to be turned over to the feds. When the feds get an illegal immigrant, he gets a hearing. If he committed a felony, like rape, he's kicked out of the country right away. But if his record is clean, he goes to a holding facility to wait for a judge. Well, the holding facilities in Arizona only have room for 1,900 people. And in the whole state, there are only 5 immigration judges. So the trespasser gets to post bond. And since he's already been arrested once, he can get work papers and a driver's license so he doesn't get rearrested while he waits. So the law means that while thousands of trespassers will be arrested, most of them will be released, except now they'll have their documents and can work legally. Not only that, if an arrested immigrant can prove he's lived in the U.S. for at least 10 consecutive years, has no felonies, and has a relative who is here legally, he can apply to be a permanent resident and never be deported. Which means every nonviolent illegal immigrant in Arizona should learn at least 4 English words. Officer, please arrest me. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.